今天呢，我们继续要讲，就是说，我们要听圣灵的声音。
Today we continue to talk about hearing the voice of our Lord.
在最近一段时间，我自己呢，就是说，生给我一些迹象，好像在我自己的生命里面，或者是在这个世界上有非常重大的事情要发生，要我非常非常的惊喜。
So it's from my personal experience in the recent days, I felt that I have to pay very close attention to what is the Lord saying to me. So probably because something significant is going to happen in this world.
那过去呢，生也是要常常的警醒，常常的来预备自己，常常的来顺服。但是最近一段时间呢，好像非常的急促，生不断的用一些迹象呢，要告诉我，你要跟我来对齐，你要完全的要顺服。
So in the past, I've been equipping myself and paying attention to the voice of the Lord. But recently, I felt this urge, something from the Spirit that urged me to pay even more close attention to what the Lord is trying to say to me.
那是好多时候神是通过一些特别的数字向我讲话。但是最近呢，非常非常的频繁到一个程度呢，就是说，我就有点害怕，有点恐惧。夜里面一醒来的时候，怎么看表就是那个数字，那我就爬起来就祷告了，而且几乎是100%。
So recently, the Lord is speaking to me a lot of times through numbers, but recently the same number appearing to me like again and again, so frequent that to the point that I start to have the fear of the Lord in my heart. Like a lot of times I will wake up in the middle of the night and seeing the same number again and again.
所以就说我不知道什么事情会发生，但是我知道神就是要让我们来预备，非常紧紧的要跟随他。
So I don't know what is going to happen, but I know the Lord wants us to be prepared, for what is going to come.
这也就是神呢，因为非常的爱我嘛。第一个，他要来保护我们。
So, because the Lord so loves us, first thing He wants to do is to protect us.
第二个呢，就是说他让我们要心在他的旨意里面。就是说真正做工的时候呢很有效。
So second of all, he wants us to walk in his way so that we will have this efficiency when we work for him.
那上次呢我们也讲到保罗作为神的仆人，那他是非常爱主，他也明白圣经，但是在大事小事上面，特别在关键的决定上面呢，他必须要来求问神，来听从圣灵的带领。
So last week we talked about Paul being a disciple, being an apostle, loving the Lord, but for the things that are important, he has to obey to the voice of the Lord.
那虽然他非常的爱主，但是爱主的人都有自己的思想，他认为对的东西，但是呢，在关键的时候，他必须要听从圣灵的带领。那在那段经文里面你就发现呢，那他要向东走，神却要帮他向西走。
So he loves the Lord, but in the very important time of his life, Lord is going to lead him into a different direction. For example, he wanted to go to the east, but the Lord led him to the west.
你知道他要向东走并不是因为不听神不顺服神，而是因为他非常爱神。
The reason why he wanted to go to the east because he loved the Lord, not because he doesn't want to listen.
但是呢，他并不知道整个大的图画，他也并不知道将来是怎么样的，只有神知道。
But he cannot see the whole picture. He cannot see the future. Only the Lord knows.
当他求问神的时候呢，神说你不能往东走，你要往西走。
So when he asked the Lord told him that do not go to the east, go to the west instead.
当他顺服神往西走的时候呢，他自己的命运发生极大的变化，整个世界的命运都发生了极大的变化。
So when he obeyed and went to the west instead, his destiny had changed and also he changed the history of the world.
今天我们要来在永恒里面要感谢保罗，他当时顺服了圣灵的带领。 今天的福音从从西往东这样传过来。
So today we give thanks to Paul for the decision that he made to follow the Lord to go to the west, so that the gospel can be spread through the world from the west to the east.
那如果他当时按照他自己的意思往东走，他愿意为主来牺牲的话，他很快可能就牺牲了，一两天的时间就牺牲了。那我们好多的圣经就不会在这里，福音也不会传到那么广。
So if he chose to go to the east instead of the west, he will probably sacrifice himself within like a short amount of time. So, and by then, the good news wouldn't be able to reach us.
所以今天我们我觉得这个对我来说，最近我祷告的时候就非常非常的 urgent， 非常的重要。大家要明白，就是从圣经的角度去明白，听从圣灵的声音是多么的重要。
So recently, my prayer has been so urgent that I want you all to know that the importance of understanding the voice of the Lord from a biblical standpoint.
我就举个最近发生的一个例子，就是大家也继续为我祷告。那我呢，在申请这个 Hope 那块地上面呢，希望申请用溪水，我现在用的是井水。
Give you one of the examples that, in my property in Hope, I wanted to apply for the water permit to use the water from the creek.
Yeah. 那我就一直在祷告，因为我们需要邻居的这个 consent， 邻居呢同意，因为水这些工作要在溪水在他的地上，必须要他要同意，他不同意的话，我的日子就比较难过，可能要么花很多倍的钱，要么就打另外一口井。
So I need to get the consent from my neighbors because the water has to go through his property. So I have to get the consent from him. Otherwise, I have to pay much more or maybe dig up another well for the property.
那曾经有一个邻居呢，就说曾经水管在他的地上经过，那个邻居呢，我发现非常非常的不好相处，非常非常的不好相处。我现在要找另外一个新的邻居，但我从来不认识。
So the old pipe used to run through a neighbor, but that neighbor was very difficult to deal with. So I have to put out a new pipe from another neighbor. So a neighbor that I have never spoken to before.
所以为这个事情呢，我给政府的这个有关的部门也一直打交道，我也祷告。那个政府的官员呢，我说我也不认识这个邻居。那我怎么样？你是也很有经验的，那怎么样才能就是说，他们高兴他就给签字呢？他们一不高兴不签字的话，我日子就很难过了。
So I've been dealing this matter with a lot of government officials, people who are in charge of this. So I asked them like, how do I get a consent from this neighbor since I don't even know them? Like if they're not happy about this pipe going through their property, they might say no.
那个官员呢，他很有经验，他就说半开玩笑的，他就说你就提两瓶酒去。
So the government official saying that you should just go with two bottles of wine.
而且很可能那个就是也是原住民，他们喜欢喝酒，咱就提两瓶酒去。
So most probably the neighbor is a Aboriginal, so they love.Drinking wine, so it's good to bring some wines over.
我一直为这个事情祷告，因为我知道我必须要等候神的带领。我把那个documents 文件都准备好，一直放在我的楼梯口，放在信封里面，放了很长的时间。我在祷告什么是最合适的时间。
So I've been praying for this matter for a long time. I'm waiting for the right timing from the Lord. I've been putting all the documents that I have prepared by my stairs. I've been left them there for like some times right now. I'm still waiting for the right timing.
So 上个礼拜四的时候我要去 Hope， 我心里感动，我觉得圣灵感动我，你要带文件去，今天是时候了。 我去年保了这个上水的邻居。
So last Thursday, I was going to Hope. So, and then I felt it was the right time. I felt the Holy Spirit is telling me that today is the day I should go. So I brought my documents and went to this neighbor.
但是我忘记带酒了。我其实是有酒准备好的。忘记带酒了。
But I forgot to bring the wines. I actually prepared the wine, but I just forgot.
但是我在 Hope 那边，我就打电话给师母，我说我今天要去见那个人，他说你去吧，啊，但是我说没有带东西，但是我觉得很平安，我说我就去了，不用带任何的礼物，我就去了。
So while I was in Hope, I made the phone call to Susan, telling her that I'm going to see this neighbor today, and then she said okay, and then I also told her I didn't bring any presents, any gifts, but I felt the peace in my heart, so I went empty-handed.
So, 进到他的地里面，他的地非常大，走了一段时间去，走到他的房子敲门，敲门出来以后呢，就跟女主人有一些寒暄。
So, I went into their property. It's a large land. So, I walked for a while until I reached their house. And then I knocked on the door and the lady came out and I say greetings to her.
那后来我们聊到的时候，我说我本来想带一些礼物来呢，但就没带。我本来想带点什么，我也不知道你们喜欢什么东西，是不是喜欢酒啊些？他是跟我怎么讲呢？他说我和我丈夫就是不喜欢酒。
So we were having this conversation. I was talking to her, and then I said, "Okay, I actually wanted to bring you something, but I don't know what is it good to bring to you. So maybe wine." And then.That's what the lady said. She said, me and my husband, the only thing that we hate it is wine.
所以感谢神没有带酒。
So praise the Lord, we didn't bring any alcohol over.
那另外一件事情呢，他说你来呢，他说我也非常吃惊。因为他说平时我的狗呢是放开的，在地里面乱跑的。别人进来的话可能被咬，我这个狗很厉害。那今天来的时候呢，正好就光在家里面。
So, and she also said that she was quite surprised that I came today because usually she have her dogs out in the open and then her dog is very, quite aggressive towards strangers. So, but strangely that day while I was in her yard, she kept all her dog in her house.
So, 我讲的意思呢就是说真的圣灵的带领是非常重要的。至少没有被狗咬。
So, the point is that it's very important to be led by the Holy Spirit. At least I wasn't bitten by a dog, right?
至少也没有迎着带酒去他给我对我反感。
So at least I didn't bring wine to annoy her because she didn't like wine anyways.
Anyway, 现在还不知道情况究竟如何。请大家也继续为我们来祷告。那至少那个第一步看起来是胜在开门。
So please continue to pray. So we don't know what's going to happen yet, but at least at least we made the first step by leading by the Lord.
所以请大家也为我为我们来祷告。我相信像神赐给我们这样的地呢，也不是我的，这是神的，我只是一个管家而已。
So please continue to pray for me. I know that the Lord gave me this property. It's not just for me alone. It's a property that belongs to the Lord. I'm just here to take care of His property.
在以后的日子里面，所有人、所有的东西，我们都要把手来放开，都是神的。神要带领，怎么用就怎么用。
So in the coming days, we have to open up our hands and giving up our rights for the Lord because it'sEverything it belongs to the Lord. He has His way, so we will let Him lead us to do whatever He wants.
所以我们要清楚的知道，我们所拥有的一切，我们是一个管家，主是耶稣基督。
So we have to know everything that we own today. We are just a watchman over these properties. Everything belongs to the Lord.
Steward,
yes.
我们所以神非常爱我们，当他要我们放下这些的时候， 我们能够听懂神的声音，愿意去放下，也是非常的重要。
The Lord loves us, but we need to have this sense, to know that, when Lord wants us to lay down, we have to lay it down.
记得旧约里面记载罗德的太太吗？就是当时呢，这个神从天上降下硫磺的时候呢，就是说天使来警告他们，要把他们带出城去，说神要毁灭这个城。但是罗德的太太呢，就是回头了，就是流连忘返。
Remember the story in the Old Testament about Lot's wife. The Lord was sending down sulfur and fires to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord told Lot and his family do not turn around. But Lot's wife turned around her head and she became a soul stone. So remember that story that we should not be turning around and lusting on the properties that we have.The thing that we have owned.
在今天呢也是这样，就是罗德的妻子回头，那个回头的意思并不是说就是把头转过去，而是就像我们中文讲的往前走莫回头，就是他在留恋过去的东西。
So, the story about her turning her head, not just the action of turning her head over, but rather than, being like, you know, like thinking about the things that she used to have, you know, like lasting over the things that she owned.
事实上，按照这个考古学家发现呢，那个应该是当时火山爆发，那后面现在一些好多那种岩柱啊，那些东西在那个地方，甚至硫磺挖出来还可以烧，就是火山就要爆发。火山爆发的时候，你不能等。
So the archaeologists think it was probably a volcano eruption that destroyed the cities. So they have dug up a lot of things like soil stones and also sulfur stones. Even till this day, the sulfurs can still light into fires. So it was probably a volcano eruption. So if you happen to be seeing a volcano that erupted, you have to run. You cannot stay. You cannot linger.
那罗德的妻子回头的意思是什么呢？回头就说：“哎呀，他可能看到，哎，我这珠宝往哪里装啊？究竟是哪个要拿着，哪个留下呢？我的那头牛啊，对吧？哎呦，我的那个什么什么东西啊？对，他在想这些东西。”
So when Lot's wife turned her head, so she's probably thinking about, oh, where should I put my jewelries? What about my cows, my herds, like things like that.
他不是说我的孩子在哪里，因为那时候神呢已经裁派这个天使把他的孩子都要带出，人都要带出，你明白，就是他不用担心他的孩子丈夫不用担心的，因为
it wasn't the children that she was worried about, because the Bible says the angels have led all of their family, their children there, you know, all of them out of the city. So it wasn'tPeople think like people that she was caring about, but rather than material things.
她是可能是想到她那十只鸡还是下蛋下得很好，每天都产很大，那怎么办？至少到山里面的时候，还有下蛋可以供给我们吃啊。
So she was probably thinking about the 10 chickens that she still has in her, the chickens can lay eggs. So she's probably thinking about that, you know.
或者就像我们今天我们投资的一票一个股票啊，哦呦，这个公司的正在上涨啊，哟，我怎么能够，神说你要把它撤回来，不能撤，正在上涨。
So, for example, you probably have investing in the stock market and you will say, okay, no, this stock market that I invested in is growing, I cannot just withdraw, but,The Lord asks you to withdraw all your money out from the stock market. Then you will say, "No, no, no, I cannot do that."
哎呦，你看我的股票在 Zoom， 过去两年一直在疯涨。哎呦 ，Tesla， 一直在涨，怎么能放下呢
？So in the past 3 years, my stock market has gone a lot, and I have invested in Zoom. I have invested in Tesla, like all these good stocks. So I cannot withdraw them.
但是弟兄姐妹就是。我们要预备我们自己，就是说，因为只有神知道这个世界发生什么东西，神知道在你的周围会发生什么事情。
But brother and sister, please prepare yourself. Only the Lord knows your future. Only the Lord knows what's happening around you.
所以我们要来听他的声音。
That's why we need to listen to the voice of the Lord.
那讲到听神的声音呢，我们再次要强调，第一个就是圣经。圣经是来告诉我们神喜悦什么不行，来改变我们自己呢，越来越合主的心意，这是一个基础。
So, when we talk about listen to the voice of the Lord, the foundation is the Bible. So we need to learn from the Bible to know that, whether the voice is from the Lord or not.
当我们忠心于主的话语的时候呢，听他的话语的时候呢，圣灵讲话，我们听得越来越清楚。
So when we put our faith into the Lord, so every time when the Holy Spirit speaks, we can sense it, we can understand it.
就像圣经里面讲到摩西呢，是神和他面对面讲话，为什么？因为他是完全忠心的人。
For example, the Bible has talked about Moses. He was the person that Lord can speak face to face because he's a faithful servant.
当我们对神的话如果没有兴趣或者没有去真的去研读神的话的时候呢，将来圣灵向我们讲话，我们也很 confused。
So if we do not pay, pay close attention to the Bible, if you have no interest in reading the Bible, so when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, then you will have this confusion that because you cannot discern.
圣经里面耶稣讲了一个比喻，讲了一个财主和拉撒路的比喻，就讲到呢，这个财主在地狱里面，拉撒路在天堂里面，那。就是他说我有七个弟兄啊还在那边啊，我们不希望他来这个地方。那但是呢神就告诉他他有摩西的话和先知书可以读，就是有圣经可以读。
So remember the story in the New Testament, the parable of Lazarus, and also the rich man. So they both died and then the rich man was in hell and suffering. So he asked, Abraham that, oh, can you send an angel, can you send Lazarus to tell my seven brothers so that they don't have to suffer? And Abraham said that they have the Bible, they have the teaching from the Moses to listen to. So meaning that today we have the Bible to listen to.
那但是这个地狱里面的这个妇人怎么说呢？他说不够的，不是这样的。你如果差派拉撒路死里复活呢，他们一定就信了。啊，一个神迹讲明出来，他们就信了。
And the rich man said, no, they if you send Lazarus there, so a dead man resurrected from the death, then my brothers could believe.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕怎么说呢？他说，如果他们不信摩西的话呢，就是死人复活，他们也不会信。
But this is what Abraham answered. If they do not believe the words from Moses, from the Bible, they wouldn't believe someone that raised from the dead.
所以就是说，当我们不能去信圣经的时候呢，即使死人复活，我们也不能 relate， 我们没有办法去信。
So meaning,
不知道明白不明白。
So meaning that if we cannot believe what is written in the Bible today, we would not be able to relate to something, a miracle, for example, someone raised from the dead.
我还记得当时我刚受洗的时候，被神医治，我的失眠症被神医治。我当时传福音给我周围的朋友，有好多他们都是博士啊、博士后啊。有一个博士他是搞什么生物有关，他说这个很正常，因为当时呢你的心情因着这个信仰呢发生了巨大的变化，心情一变化呢你里面的一种酶呢就发生了变化，这种酶的变化呢就开始促使你呢就是睡眠很好。
So I remember the days when I got healed from my insomnia becauseeveryone that I know about the thing that happening to me, a lot of them are very highly educated PhDs, PhD students. So one of them who studied biology told me, oh, this is quite simple because since you believe some kind of enzyme in your body has made this change so that it helps you better with your sleeps. Because they couldn't.
没有必要姓上, 对吗? 上姓上的感觉,
and he's saying that there's no need to believe in God because this is just some kind of chemical change in your body.
所以呢，但是当我们不信神的话的时候呢，神迹显现，我们也信不了。So
if we do not believe in the Lord, so even if miracles, signs and miracles appear to you, you would not be able to believe that too.
今天如果我们对神的话、圣经没兴趣的话呢，明天就像那个罗的那个火山爆发，天使来抓着你的手咬你的时候，说赶紧跑，赶紧跑，你都会对他生气。So
if you have no interest in reading the Bible today, no interest in the word of Bible today, even if something similar happened to Lot's family, if a volcano erupts, if the angel trying to wake you up and take you away from the city, you will be annoyed by this angel trying to disrupt your sleep.
我就想起好多时候我们一些弟兄姐妹，有一个姐妹信主以后，她就跟她先生说，王炳牧师很懂圣经，让她跟你讲，而且她有学位啊什么东西的，你知道她怎么讲？她看不懂。
So I remember this brother and sister, a sister that recently believed, came to Christ, and then she was trying to convince, her husband, say, oh, you should talk to Pastor Bing. He's highly educated. He knows a lot about the Bibles. You should go and talk to him about the Bible. You know what her husband said?
他说王炳就是没本事，到北美来呢，很落魄。 所以最后就去当什么牧师，骗人，对不对？骗我的老婆到教会去奉献，啊，没本事，还听他什么？And
so this is what her husband said. Her husband said, because Pastor Bing has no abilities, so that's why he came to the North America and became a priest, and trying to deceive people into his church and also deceive my wife as well so that he can get the tithes and offering from his congregation.
所以好多时候我们做婚姻辅导的时候也是这样，太太说，哎呀，我们去找牧师啊，找这些去做一些婚姻辅导，他，我要他来辅导，我辅导他还差不多。
So it also happens to a lot of marriage counseling that we've been through. So some wife will say to their husband, say, okay, let's go get this marriage counseling from Pastor Bing. And the husband will say, what? Counseling from him? I could counsel him instead.
所以就是我们在这个做这种 counseling 的时候，也有一个原则，除非对方打电话来，我们不会主动去，因为为什么呢？ 对方谦卑，对方认真的受教，你才检查有用。So
this is also a principle that in our marriage counseling, we usually do not take the initiative to go. We will wait for the couple to ask us to go and help them because then they will be humbled and be willing to listen.
今天圣经里面也是同样的，神一直在那里。 他虽然在找人，但是呢，人的回应对他来说非常的重要。人不回应，人对他的话有没有兴趣，这是一件非常非常令神难过的事情。他不强求，但是人会失去很多。So
it's the same as the relationship between us and the Lord today. He's always there for us. His words are always there and waiting for us to respond. If people don't respond, you lose a lot of a lot of hope and things from him. He will be sad.
所以第一件事情呢，要这个听圣灵的声音呢，首先就是要认真的来读圣经，认真的来实践圣经上的话语。So
the first thing to understand the voice of the Lord is to read your Bible and to understand what the Bible means.
另外呢，在圣经里面记载了一些例子，一些方法，怎么样能够更好的来听到神的声音。
And also the Bible also recorded some of the examples to help you better in understanding the voice of the Lord.
现在也有世界上有好多的教会呢，因着进入圣经上这些整理以后呢，那圣灵的运作呢是非常非常的有力。
So, and also, nowadays, churches, by understanding the voice of the Lord and entering into a Holy Spirit movement, so they have benefited a lot from this as well.
那首先呢，第一点就是我要强调的，就是真的神的话语在我们的里面，要听圣经上的话，我们就能够有一个清楚的分辨的能力。
So the first thing I want to emphasize is to put the words of the Lord into your heart. Then you can have this discernment over the things that is like happening around you.
圣经上说你要狂恕别人，如果不狂恕的话，我们很难听见圣灵的声音。
So the Bible says you have to forgive others. If you don't forgive, it's very hard for you to hear the voice of the Lord.
圣经上说你不要螳螂。如果我们心里面螳螂的话呢，我们听到的都是那个墙的声音，我们听不见神的声音。
And the Bible said, do not be greedy. If you are greedy, then all the things that you hear will be the voice of money.
所以你根本听不见神的声音，在神的声音和墙的声音之间呢，你会跟着墙的声音走。
So you wouldn't be able to hear, discern the voice from the money or the voice from the Lord. You will probably choose to listen to the voice of the money.
事实上呢，圣经上讲呢，神的声音呢是微小的声音，那个墙的声音呢，哗哗哗哗鼠槽跳的声音，那个钢蹦掉在地上的声音是蛮大的。
The Bible says the voice of the Lord is soft, it's a whisper, like it's very hard to hear, unlike the sounds of a money, a coin dropping on the floor, or the sound of when you counting your cash.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们这些事情呢，就说我们心里有螳螂的话，我们要祷告，把那些螳螂要放下。
So if you have greed in your heart, you have to pray over this so that you can leave this behind you.
当这时候让神的来在我们的生命里面掌权的时候呢，我们的心洁净的时候呢，圣经里面讲清心的人有福了，他就能看见神。
So we need to be cleansed by the word of God. So the Bible says, blessed are those who are pure in heart. Those who are pure in heart will see God.
那讲到这里的好多人就说，我还是需要钱。我们讲过很多次了，是的，你需要钱，但是你有了神，他会提供你一切的需要。
You might say, okay, but still I need money. Yes, you need money. But if you chose God,God can provide everything for you.
我多次的用我这个钱包做比喻啊，我这个钱包做比喻。你如果盯着爸爸的钱包呢，天天盯着他的钱包，对他心上的事情没兴趣呢，你能不能得到这个钱包？
So I've been using my wallet as an example for many times. So if you only focus on this money,a wallet from your father, will you be able to get any more than that?
不是 any more than that. Can you get the wallet?
Can you get the
wallet? 事实上我亲戚中间就发生过这样的事情，有一个就是天天盯着爸爸的钱包，那另外一个呢，连姐妹，另外一个呢，天天就是伺候爸爸，不看钱包。你知道最后这个钱包归谁了吗？
So this is something happened to my relatives as well. So it's a siblings, a brother and sister. The brother only focused on trying to get the wallet from his dad, but the sister always take care of the dad. And you know, in the end, who gets the wallet?
大家回答谁得到这个？
So、you guys answer. You can answer this question. Who gets the wallet instead? In the end,
捡着爸爸钱包的人呢，他是天天捡着伺候爸爸的人。
Is it the one who always thinking about getting the water from his dad, or the one who taking care of her dad?
我想我们正常的人，如果有一点点这个我们的情感健康的人都知道，是那一个伺候爸爸的人最终得到他的钱包。
So anyone that with common sense or with good conscience will know that it's the one who takes care of her dad. It's the girl who takes care of the dad who gets the wallet in the end.
如果觉得是那个天天盯着钱包的人会得到钱包，求神大大的怜悯你。
If you are the one who thinks that a person who only put his eyes on the wallet and who gets the wallet in the end, may God have mercy on you.
但是呢，今天有好多人虽然知道这一个原则，但是他会天天去盯着爸爸的钱包，没有盯着爸爸所爱的。你要赶紧要转变你的思想，转变你的心理。
So today, but still a lot of people only focus on how to getting a water from his father instead of trying to take care of his father. So you have to be warned about that.
事实上这两姐妹呢，就是说爸爸真的就把东西就给那个天天伺候他，因为那个伺候他的还有一个特点，他不要爸爸的钱。所以呢，钱给他的时候，他爸爸就觉得很安心，很安心，因为这个人呢，他会去懂得去关心其他的弟兄姐妹。
So the person who takes care of the dad, she got the property, the money from her dad in the end. But she's very special. She doesn't want any mad money from her dad. So that's why when her dad gave her over the property that he owns. He was taken hard because he's released because he know that his daughter is going to take good care of the money and also to her siblings as well.
但是另外一个女儿呢，什么也没得到，而且呢，爸爸非常非常的生气。
But the other sibling, is a daughter too. Sorry, I thought it was a brother. So the daughter, the other sibling didn't get anything. And also her dad was quite mad at her because she only wanted to get the money.
当然我们天上的父亲呢，当你这样拼命问他要钱包的时候呢，他不是说像人那样的去生气。天上的父呢，真的还不生气。
But our heavenly father, so even if you ask,him for the money for the physical things, he wouldn't be like a physical father who gets mad, but he would never get mad at you.
但是呢，一些原则是一样的，他会要看你，你的心的改变，你的心是不是真的爱他，是不是爱别人。
But the principle is the same. Our heavenly father will look into your heart and see whether you will.Love him first or take care of other people.
所以我们今天呢，就是跟随主的过程里面呢，有一些原则呢，有一些简单的道理，我们很快就要回转，很快就说主啊，我愿意这样做，那很快神的祝福就来临。
So today when we believe, so there's a lot of simple principles that we need to know so that when we did something wrong, we can quickly return to the Lord.
好了，我的钱包可以收起来。
Now I can take away my wallet.
那我们要讲到，就是说圣经里面有一些方法，就是说有一些原则，那就一些记载的东西呢，让我们更加的容易听到神的声音，容易进入神的同在。
So there are a few examples in the Bible, some principles that written recorded in the Bible, so that can help us understanding the voice of the Lord.
我们先翻到撒母耳记上十章。
So first we will turn to 1 Samuel chapter 10.
那当时呢，就是以色列人要一个王，神就让先知撒母耳呢去找到了扫罗，搞某他做王，有些事情就发生。
So the background is the Jews was asking for a king. So a prophet Samuel found Saul and then anointed Saul to become king.
那我们先读一下以后呢，我们要讲一些其中的一些原则。
So we'll read and then we will talk about some principles that you can learn.
那我读中文完了以后呢，安娜来读英文。
So Pastor Bing is going to read in English and I will read in Chinese, I will read in English later on.
一到十三节，撒母耳拿品膏油倒在扫罗的头上，与他亲嘴说，啊，这不是耶和华膏你做长夜的君吗？你今日与我离别之后，在便雅悯境内的谢撒靠近拿结的坟墓，要遇见两个人，他们必对你说，你去找着拿结头驴，已经找着了，现在你父亲不为驴挂心，方为你担忧，说我为儿子怎么才好呢？你从那里往前行，到了他伯的县属那里，必遇见三个往伯特利去拜神的人，一个带着三只山羊羔，一个带着三个饼，一个带着一皮带酒，他们必问你安，给你们两个饼，你就从他们手中借过来。此后你到神的山上，在那里有腓力斯人的方兵，你到了城的时候，必遇见一帮先知从球场下来，前面有鼓瑟的、击鼓的、吹笛的、弹琴的，他们都受感说话，耶和华的灵必大大感动你，你就与他们一同受感说话，你要便利新人，这兆头临到你，你就可以趁势而作，因为神与你同在。你当在我宜先下到祭甲，国也必下到那里献燔祭和平安祭，你要等候七日，等我到了那里，这是你当行的事。扫罗转身离别撒母耳，神就赐给他一个星星，当日这一切的兆头都应验了。扫罗到了那里，那神有一帮先知遇见他，神的灵大大感动他，他就在先知中受感说话。素来认识扫罗的看见他和先知一同受感说话，就彼此说，祭司的儿子遇见什么了？扫罗也列在先知中吗？那地方有一个人说，这些人的父亲是谁呢？此后有句俗话说，扫罗也列在先知中吗？扫罗受感说话一毕，就上球场去了。
So 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1 to 13. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, Has not the Lord anointed you leader over his inheritance? When you leave me today, you will meet two men near Rachel's tomb at Zelzah on the border of Benjamin. They will say to you, The donkeys you set out to look for has been found, and now your father has stopped thinking about them and is worried about you. He's asking, What should I do about my son? Then you will go on from there until you reach the great tree of Tabor. Three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you there. One will be carrying three young goats, another three loaves of bread, and another skin of wine. They will greet you and offer you two loaves of bread, which you will accept from them. After that, you will go to Gibeah of God, where there is a Philistine outpost. As you reach the town, you will meet a procession of prophets coming down from high place with large tambourine, flutes, and harp being played before them. And they will prophesying, The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power. You will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person. Once these signs are fulfilled, do whatever your hands plans you to do, for God is with you. Go down ahead of me to Giga. I will surely come down to you and sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. But you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do. As Saul turned to leave Samuel, God changed Saul's heart, and all these signs were fulfilled that day. When they arrived at Gibeah, a procession of prophets met him. The Spirit of God came upon him in power, and he joined in their prophesying. When all those who had formerly known him saw him in prophesying with the prophets, they asked each other, What is this that had happened to the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? A man who lived there answered, And who is their father? So it became a saying, Is Saul also among the prophets? After Saul stopped prophesying, he went to the high place. Now Saul, okay.
你在这一段经文呢，你会读到呢，就说这个，这样一些事情发生，觉得好多人可能觉得挺奇怪的一些事情发生啊，
So now these things were happening written in this Bible, so you may say okay to some people, you may say oh, this is quite strange.
但是感谢神，对于我们西安教会就。曾经在这里， 成长的人呢，就是说基本上这是一个我们都经历过的事情。
But those who have been growing up in church of Zion, so like these things, a lot of these things they have like kind of went through themselves as well.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, 我可以听见你说吧。
OK, 好的。So, 这个呢，就是说是第一个呢，我们在这个经文里面呢，我们看到就是说 ，Samuel 呢，作为一个先知呢，他神的启示是非常非常的清楚。
So first thing you can see that Samuel as a prophet of God, what he received from the Lord is correct.
那事实上，这里有一帮先知呢在受训。啊，一帮先知在那儿做事情。其实这些先知在圣经另外的地方记载呢，很可能是撒母耳训练出来，正在训练他们。
So here it recorded a group of prophets. So actually they are the prophets in training. So the Bible is probably because Samuel was training these prophets.
在圣经另外地方有记载呢，撒母耳在监督训练先知。
So because the Bible in some other verses recorded that Samuel was training a group of prophets.
那这里有几点我们要学习的。第一个呢，就是说我们要有这样的成熟的老师啊，成熟的这个先知在那里，就是说来牧人来监来这个来训练也是非常的重要。
So, we have to know that first of all, you will need to have a mature leaders, a mature teachers among you to train you first.
那这里很有一个呢，就是你发现呢，他们把这个赞美敬拜啊，就是鼓瑟弹琴啊，这个是非常重要的啊，赞美敬拜是非常重要的。
And second of all, like worship is very important here. It says about flutes and harps being played. So worship is very important.
那今天就是说，所有圣灵大大运行的教会呢，都非常的注重赞美敬拜。
So indeed, those church who are moving the Holy Spirit, they put a lot of emphasis on worshiping God.
啊，就是 praise and worship.
Praise and worship, yeah.
那所以呢，就是第一个就是要来敬拜。所以弟兄姐妹呢，不光你在家里还是在星期天，敬拜时，我们要来心灵诚实的来投入敬拜，非常重要。
So brothers and sisters, where in your daily basis, not just on Sundays or any other days, when you're alone with God, you have to face Him with spirit and in truth and worship Him.
那我们为什么强调这个赞美敬拜呢？就是说圣经上有讲过，在诗篇二十二篇讲到呢，就是说神的宝座设立在以色列人的赞美当中，神的宝座要设立。
So why do we put a lot of emphasis on praise and worship? Because in Psalm 22 it says that Lord is enthroned on the praise of Israel.
所以当我们赞美敬拜的时候呢，我讲的是真心的赞美敬拜，投入的赞美敬拜的时候呢，神的宝座要设立。
So if we praise and worship in truth and in spirit, and Lord's throne will be, or Lord will be enthroned, in your church and or in you.
我讲的这个敬拜赞美呢，就是我们真心的一种投入，这是非常重要。不是说歌要唱得多好，而是真心的投入。当然歌唱得好，这也是我们要追求的，就是我们希望把最好的献给神。
So when I talk about praise and worship, what I mean is to put your whole heart into this worshiping God. So not just singing a good song, a nice song, even though singing in a good tune is also important as well. But I'm trying to emphasize you have to put your whole heart into the worship and praising Him.
那今天呢，我们就是在这个，特别是在疫情期间，我们在 Zoom 上面，我们敬拜呢，跟过去现场的敬拜是非常不一样的。
So right now we are trying to have meetings over Zoom. So of course, the worshiping, praising, worshiping will be different from what you feel from the past when we can meet face to face.
那大家不要因为自己的感受呢，就说哎呀，我这个敬拜呢，我就不参与了，啊，反正大家也看彼此也看不见，我也看不见阿文敬拜，我自己做自己的事情吧，就把 Zoom 打开，自己做自己的事情。那其实呢，我们参与是非常重要。
So please do not think that since nobody can see you, then you are not involved in the worship, because participation in the worship is very important.
那所以呢，大家就说要知道，我们敬拜神不是你的感受怎么样，我们不是听音乐会。
So you have to know that worshiping God is not about a feeling. We are not in a concert or trying to listen to some music. So it's not about what you feel.
我们听音乐会要有听音乐会的时候，音乐会是要我们自己满足，敬拜是要神来满足。
So if you go into concert, you are, we will have their own method of listening to a concert, because for a concert, you are trying to satisfy yourself. But for praise and worshiping, we are trying to satisfy our Lord.
啊，而且特别重要的一点，我们基督徒的生命呢，就是在一个过程里面，把自我为中心的这样一个生命呢，要变成神为中心的生命，这个是我们走的道路。
So, as a Christians, so it's a journey for us to lay down our like self-centered life and to turn it into a God-centered life.
所以我们听到敬拜，不是说哦，这个人讲道讲的不怎么样，我就不听。哦，那个教会敬拜没有风啊，没有那么火热，我去另外一个教会。这些都不是神的原则，你要读圣经的时候。
So, if you say, okay, this person's, sermon is not pleasing to me, so I don't want to go to this church, or if you say, okay, that church, worshiping is not as good, so I will go to a different church. And you, if you read the Bible, you will know that this is not what God wants.
圣经里面讲的时候呢，讲道的时候呢，就是神的话语下来像烈火，像大锤，是要人怎么样？要人悔改，那就对了。人听了扎心，他说我要悔改，我要改变。神啊 ，sorry， 那就对了。就说你的不是来让你自己来高兴，而是你要悔改，那就对了。
So the Bible says that when a sermon is preached, is from the Lord, and you will cut to your heart, and you will have this, you will want to repent for the things that you have done. So it's not really about how you feel about someone speaking on the stage. It's more about, when you listen to a sermon, you will feel cut to your heart, and you feel, if you have urge to repent before the Lord.
所以敬拜也是一样的，敬拜是要满足神的心。你今天唱的不好，但是呢，神并不是听你的。听你的这个声音好还是不好，然后是神是在看人的内心。当我们真的来敬拜他的时候呢，神的心得满足。当神的心得满足的时候，会有什么样的事情发生？你想象一下。
So, same as praising him and worshiping him. It's not about like whether you have a good voice, but it's rather about like how to satisfy our Lord. So if he satisfies.When his heart is satisfied, what do you think is going to happen to you?
我们在这个敬拜投入的敬拜里面有过很多的经历。
So we have a lot of experience that when we dedicate ourselves into worshiping him.
那些经历就是神向人显现。当我们投入敬拜的时候，神向人显现，在顷刻之间要来改变人的命运。
So when we dedicate it in our praise and worship, the Lord is going to appear to us and change our lives.
记得曾经有一个姐妹来到教会，因为她的婚姻里面受了很多的苦，丈夫对她非常非常的不好。她来第一天在敬拜的时候呢，她就看到主耶稣钉在十字架上，清清楚楚的看到这幅图画。后来她就能够宽恕她的丈夫，那后来事情就向正面的方向发展。
So I remember a sister who has suffered a lot from her husband. She came to our church, and during the prison during the worship, she saw a vision. She saw Jesus being nailed on a cross. Since after she saw the vision, she was able to forgive her husband. And then the things were start to getting better from a good direction, to a good direction.
有很多很多的例子，很多，今天是讲不完的。就是当我们敬拜，诚心的投入敬拜的时候呢，我们的理性会顺服在圣灵之下。你知道我们好多时候出问题听不见神的声音是什么？因为我们的理性太强。
So there's many examples like that. So there's too many examples that I cannot list today. But a lot of times when we dedicate ourselves in prison worship, we will be no longer led by our own like our rational mentality, our rational. We won't be trying to rationalize like everything that you know like. like with our natural thinkings.
那所以我们今天呢敬拜的时候呢弟兄姐妹你来投入即使别人带领的听起来好还是不好别人敬拜当我们来敬拜的时候神的心得满足神的宝座设立别人要不要受祝福你不要管你要受祝福
So today when you worship try to devote yourself into the worship so that you will not care about like whether other people will participate or not, but just dedicate yourself into the worship.
你要读这段圣经，刚才我们读的这段事情呢，有两件事情发生在扫罗的身上，是非常特别的。第一个呢，神就给他一个新的心，圣经上讲呢，你的灵啊，就变为新人了。第六节。耶和华的灵必大大感动你们就与他们一同受感说话你要变为新人第一个变为新人第二个呢受感说话就是听到神的话说神的话
So there's two things that came So the first thing is that Saul was changed to a new person a different person So he got the new heart And our second thing that is that he was able to prophesy with them with the other prophets
那你知道他要说预言呢他要说神的话呢人家会笑他就是后面有一个俗语说呢扫罗也列在先知中吗就是他本来就是不该是先知呢都成了先知什么意思就是说人想象不到的事情会发生一个人根本不可能是先知都成了先知什么意思就是听不到神的话的人都要听到神的话
So here there's a saying, oh, is Saul also a man of the prophets? Because when Saul started to prophesy, people laughed at him because he wasn't a prophet. Meaning that if you prison worship him, you got a spirit from him, you will be able to do things that, you know, you wouldn't be able to do in the past, before. 这个对的吗？
这里就看到了就是敬拜赞美啊，还有跟一起一帮人，在这里有一帮的先知啊，就是当我们集体敬拜赞美的时候呢，这个新来的人就很容易进入到这样一个神的同在里。
And also here it says they were worshiping with the prophets. So when a new person that came and worshiping with a group of worshippers, this person will be much more easier to join into the worship.
我们要切切的祷告神，不管我们是疫情期间还是什么，我们的敬拜。心灵诚实的敬拜我们集体的敬拜就是常常要祷告神来帮助我们而且要来保守我们
So during this pandemic so we have to pray so that our worship whether it's an individual worship or group worship we will pray that the Lord will keep us so that we can always worship him in truth and in spirit
那我为什么说要保守我们呢是因为历史上呢就说人慢慢慢慢的把敬拜呢看得比较淡开始把理性神的话语解经啊这些看得很重的时候呢理性代替了圣灵的带领。这个教会就走向一个非常奇怪的现象很多的论断和没有神的同在。
So why do I have to say, what do I say about this? Because In the past, when a lot of people start to getting, you know, kind of low about worshiping, and then they try to study a lot about the Bible and try to reason about everything. So they kind of lost that. So that they don't know how to worship in truth and spirit anymore. So their rationality kind of take over.
So, 就是教会就失去了能力啊，是理论的教会，不是能力的教会。
So by then, a church will lose its authority and power because it became a church of reasonings, you know, rather than power.
那保罗在圣经里面讲，他说：“我给你们传福音是靠着圣灵的大能，不是靠着委婉的言语。我们今天传福音呢，是靠着委婉的言语，没有圣灵的大能，那就有问题了。”
So, in the Paul's letter, he said.Today he's trying to tell us about the good news with the power of the Holy Spirit rather than with good words and reasonings. So if a church happens to preach through words, through reasonings rather than power, then this church has a problem.
那所以我们要清清楚楚的要知道这些东西，就是我们一定要来 guard。一定要来惊奇，就是我们要生真实的同在，弟兄姐妹，我们不要一个绳子，只是留下一个遗嘱，他就不跟我们讲话。
So,
我们不要这样的事，我们没有办法得着能力，对不对
？So we need to take heart. We need to be warned about this because we do not want a God without power just leaving us a note, a will for us to just to obey and not talking to us.
这个以神的能力来侍奉神，那跟那是非常非常不一样的。我们跟随圣灵，那是非常非常不一样的生命。
So if we serve the Lord with power, it will be a totally different kind of service to him because we're serving him in his power and in his Holy Spirit.
当我们失去能力的时候，不行在圣灵，那是非常可惜的一件事情。
So if we do not serve him in his Holy Spirit and his power, it's a pity that, you know, we cannot do much.
那我要讲一些见证来，就是说讲讲这个，就是说行在圣灵里面，后来又不用圣的这个圣灵里面的恩赐呢，那好多时候会进入一个非常无奈的状态。
So I want to share some examples to show you like some desperate situation that churches run into when we do not serve in spirit and in power.
曾经我在 Montreal 的时候，我讲过，就1999年兴起一帮人来，就是说开始在圣灵充满啊。啊，发预言啊，这些。那其中有一个姐妹呢，这个姐妹是，她从这个传统教会成长，啊，耶稣曾经向她显现，耶稣亲自向她显现，呼召她传福音。但是呢，她因着教会的环境呢，对这个方言啊这些东西，都比较惧怕。
As I shared that when I was in Montreal, so I lead a group of people that.Was into Holy Spirit, like we were prophesying and speaking in tongues anyway. So that this lady, a sister, when she first became a Christian, Jesus appeared to her in person, but because she was in a very traditional church, because some of her church teachings, she was quite against about like Holy Spirit things and, you know, about speaking in tongues and stuff like that.
那我要讲讲呢，后来她得着圣灵的恩赐以后，后来她又不用以后呢，后来他的教会各方面呢，就是说非常痛苦。
So, when she received the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the power from the Holy Spirit, but she wasn't using it, and after that, her church, her ministry has faced a lot of problems.
长话短说，因为这个姐妹呢，非常非常的爱主。有一次呢，我跟她谈了很长的时间，我就用圣经谈，关于这些方言啊这些东西。他就突然就通了，通了以后呢，立刻就看到异象，立刻就看清清楚楚的异象。他在服侍的过程里面，常常就是看到异象，看到耶稣呢按手在一个的身上，他就不祷告了。他说已经好了，那个人好了。
So this person, this lady, sister, she loves the Lord. So I have a long conversation with her to reason with her. And then after that, she was immediately able to receive visions from the Lord. And during her ministry, she will see a lot of visions, and sometimes she will stop praying for a person because she will see Jesus praying for that person, and she will say, okay, this person is healed by Jesus. So I will, I, it's no need for me to pray anymore.
对不起，我要插一句话。现在我在讲这些东西的时候呢，有的人觉得，哎呀，这些东西好像离我很远，离我的现实生活也很远。那弟兄姐妹，你要知道，你要为将来预备。我刚才讲的，听道呢，不是为今天听，那你要为明天听，对不对？要来预备自己，这就是我们从自我为中心的生活，一定要装现以神为中心的生活。神为中心就是要预备我们的将来。所以呢，大家就是要有耐心去听。
So when I say this, some people may say, okay, this is nothing to do with my life right now. So, but brothers and sisters, I say that if you listen to a sermon, you are not just listening for today, you are also listening for tomorrow as well. You have to be prepared for everything that is going to come. So be warm about that. So it's also same as lay down your self-centered life and change it to a God-centered life. It's the same thing. So listen to this today.
弟兄姐妹，明天要来的人，你的亲戚朋友中间好多人，现在因着婚姻家庭的破碎，因着毒品，因着性的错乱，里面有很多的邪灵。这些邪灵不是靠你讲道理就能出来的。你要做好准备，你要用圣灵来服侍他。
So, brothers and sisters, so people will go, one day will come to you, they will be broken, people who are broken family, people who have, sexual, sins, people who have a lot of problems. These peoples, they will come to you with all these evil spirits. You cannot overcome them with words, with the reasonings. You have to help them by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们听到就是要来装备，来爱周围的人，装备爱你的家人，装备要来有效的来帮助你的家人，帮助你周围的人。
So when we listen to a sermon today, you are preparing yourself so that one day, you can put to use of this because you love your family, you love your neighbors.
再次的，你要知道，你不要以你的思想的水平来判断神的话语，我们要来悔改，就是改变我们的思想意。神的话语为己重要，改变我们的思想，这是非常重要的。听到敬拜都是这样。
So, please do not discern using your own rationality. Rather than we have to listen to the voice of the Lord. So today, listening to a sermon is to prepare you for the future, for the things are going to come.
你们在过去的时候，多少的时候，因为听自己的声音进入误区，对吧？我们生活。进入很多的自找麻烦，进入坑坷。我们今天要转，就是转向来听神的声音。
So in the past, you probably have listened to your own voice and lead to many like wrong paths. But today, we need to turn around and listen to the voice of the Lord.
所以今天我们讲到这神的话语的时候呢，你发现好多时候跟我好像没有太大的关系。
So today when we talk about listen to the voice of the Lord, you will say, okay, how come it doesn't relate? I mean, I don't relate to my life today.
弟兄姐妹，神在为你的明天预备。
Brother and sister, the Lord is preparing you for your future.
我们一定要学习，就是说我们要为明天预备。
We have to always prepare for the future, to learn to prepare for the future.
圣经上说不要为明天忧虑，但是并没有说不要为明天考虑。
Bible said, "Do not worry about your future," but it doesn't say you don't need to prepare for the future.
事实上是相反的，圣经就是要你为明天有考虑，所以他就说你要有永生，不要为今天吃一口饭来考虑，而是要为明天的永生来考虑，所以就是要为明天考虑。
So instead, the opposite is true because the Bible says you have to think about your eternity. You have to be prepare for your eternity, right?
所以你要为你的明天要来做准备，这是应当做的事情。
That's why you have to be prepared for your future, for your tomorrows. That's the right thing to do.
对，今天这个什么扫罗什么突然变成新人啊，突然什么神受感说话啊，这些人汤琴古瑟呀，好像跟你没关系。但是弟兄姐妹，这就是你要留意的地方，因为你要得着能力。
So here you will say, okay, people, this prophet prophesying and also Saul getting new heart. All these stories has nothing to do with me, but pay close attention to these things. These things are helping you to be prepared for tomorrow.
我回过头来要讲那个姐妹的故事。当她得着圣灵的能力的时候呢，因为她非常的爱主，那非常清楚的意象，非常清楚，她信心也很大。但是后来呢，她就去长话短说，他把这些东西放下。为什么？因为他服侍的教会不允许他做这些。他自己也觉着他去读神学呀，得个文凭啊，要怎么样按他自己的那个想法去服侍。
So I want to go back to my story about the sister. Anyway, she even though she has very clear vision, she received clear vision from the Lord, but because of the church wasn't encouraging her to do that, so she laid it down and she stopped doing that. And she also thought to herself that, okay, I will go to a Bible college, get a degree, and then do things my way.
那事实上，我记得很清楚，当她被圣灵充满，我在最关键和痛苦的有那么两三次，他为我祷告时看到清楚的意象，让我的生命得以翻转。
But I remember clearly during my journey when I was really down to my life, I felt I had no way to go. But because she was there, pray for me and received the vision, and she prophesied for me, and I was able to regain my strength.
但是后来呢，他不再用他的恩赐。这些恩赐因为他的教会不强调，他自己也越来越不强调，他觉着什么呢？用他自己的方法更加稳当，稳当两个字 ，more 叫什么 ？balance，more 就是我 more balance， more 这个稳当啊，稳妥呀，怎么稳健啊？
But she fell because her church wasn't encouraging her to serve in the power of the Holy Spirit, so she stopped using that. And she also thought that it might be better just to use her own knowledge instead. She felt safer or like more stable that way.
所以她后来学了很辛苦的读了学位。那我跟她有很多的交流，我们关系也很好。但是在我的心里面呢，我真的 feel sorry for her.
So she took a long time, for her education, for counseling education anyway. So, and I felt sorry for her when I think about all this for the things that that she's doing right now.
以前她是一个单纯的相信圣经的人，相信圣灵的人，后来变成一个很复杂的人。好多的神学的知识根本就不合圣经，他要用那些这样建造教会，这样带领人信主。
So in the past, she was such a simple person, simple in believing, just believing in the truth from the Bible. And now she became so complicated. She's been stuffing herself all kind of theological ideas.So, which may not be biblical at the same time. So she's become such a complicated person instead of the simple person who trusts in the Lord.
啊，服侍主呢，就是真的是非常爱主，一心一意服侍主，白天晚上都传福音，啊，白天晚上就是安排各种的计划，传福音，啊，这个建造教会。
So she loved the Lord, and then she has all this plan planned out for her day. From the day to the evening, she will be having this kind of planning for her to do to tell people about the gospel.
So 时不时的呢，我会打电话问他，我说你还有没有用圣灵的恩赐，是用这些来服侍呢？
And from time to time, I will call her and ask her, oh, are you still serving the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit?
她好多时候是避而不谈。
嗯， so, but most of the time, she will try to avoid talking about this.
直到有一天，她跑到温哥华来找我。
So until one day, she came to Vancouver to see me.
突然因为他的董事会呢，就是他的通工会呢，某一天做了一个决定呢，就不让他讲道了。他是教会的创始人，不让他讲道了。
Because the board, the members of the board, the church, decided not to let her talk. Preach in the church, and she was the founder of the church.
对，因为教会的政治斗争啊，就把他就踢出来。
Because of the political, you know, like conflict within the church, so they don't want her. They don't want her to talk. I mean, to preach anymore.
他就到温哥华来就是避难，有几个星期我陪他游山玩水。
So she came to Vancouver to like, you know, go through that period of time. So she came to Vancouver for a few weeks and then spent time with her to bring her to different places to visit.
You know what I said to, 你知道我向她说什么吗?
You know what I said to her?
我什么也没说。
I didn't say anything.
因为那个时候不是说责备别人的时候，对吧？你为什么不用圣灵的恩赐来服侍啊？你为什么有圣灵的恩赐不是活该呀、啊？我没有这样说，我只是陪他游山玩水，跟他一起祷告，安慰他，夫妻俩，我们安慰他。
So we didn't say anything to her because it wasn't a time to, you know, point fingers at her, you know. So we didn't say anything. We just took our time to like take her to places to, you know, to play, to travel.
我知道爱是当然是更重要的，对吧？一个人他能够接受什么不接受什么不在我们的控制之中，但是呢爱是最大的，所以我们不管是用什么样的方式去服侍呢，我们也彼此相爱。
So we know that love is the greatest, so even though there are something that people have their own mind, so they cannot accept everything that you said, but love is the greatestSo first of all, we have to love the other person.
那事实上，这个姐妹的一个现象是教会普遍的，就是她怕在圣灵里面运作的时候，那会出偏差。
So this person, this sister's phenomenon is a very common phenomenon in a lot of churches because a lot of time they think when we serve and by the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, they will make mistakes.
有时候是不是魔鬼会来呢？
They will question.
是不是他们的阴谋不是从神来的呢？
They will question themselves whether, okay, maybe it's the Satan will come instead, so maybe the signs and visions, the visions and the words I received wasn't from the Lord or from the, you know, the evil ones.
是的，会的。
Yes, this could happen.
那下一次我们再讲，来预备打。
But we can talk about that next time so you can be prepared.
但是大家要知道一点，魔鬼并不是能够跟耶稣来站在同一个级别的。
But one thing you have to know, that Satan cannot be stand hand to hand, you know, against God.
他是一个天使，堕落的天使而已，他不是神。
So he is just a fallen angel, he is not God.
这神是远远的超越魔鬼，是神也不会在你要圣经讲呢，你要鱼的时候他不会给蛇，你求圣灵的时候怎么会有邪灵来呢？
So Satan cannot against God cannot, but so the Bible says when his children ask for bread he will not give a stone, so if you ask for Holy Spirit how can he give you eat the evil spirit instead?
那你会问我，你说 Pastor Bing, 既然如此的话为什么会出偏呢？为什么会有魔鬼甚至有一些现象真的会出来呢？魔鬼的现象出来所以人家会害怕，为什么呢？
So you may ask me again, say, okay, how come still things can happen like that? Because when, you know, they do see evil spirits in the church, right? So like, how come things will go sideways for some people?
那要知后事如何，且听下回分解。
If you want to know why, come back next week.
但是有一点你要知道，我们的神是爱我们的。
But one thing you have to know that God loves us.
他是全宇宙最大的。
And he is the boss of the universe.
他的一切都是出于爱。
So everything from him is from love.
圣经上讲，他的意念是赐平安的意念，不是见灾祸的意念。
The Bible says his thoughts are, the thoughts of give us peace and prosperity, not to harm us.
好，我们先做一个祷告，让大家有一点回应。
So we just quickly pray and then give you time to respond.
我们天上的父亲，我们谢谢你，你把话语留在这里，要让我们知道，啊，圣灵怎么样来运作。
Oh, thank you, Father, that you left your words in the Bible for us so that we know how to move in the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们要谢谢你。主啊，我们你的真理让我们懂得如何去敬拜，敬拜多么的重要，赞美敬拜多么的重要。
Yes, thank you, Lord, that you help us to understand how important it is to worship you, to praise and worship you.
哦，让我们时不时的就是要进入真正的敬拜赞美。
So the from time to time we can enter into spirit and choose and to worship you.
有乐器，我们就要拿起乐器来赞美。
So if we have an instrument, we will take our instrument and worship you.
啊，没有这个乐器，我们就拿 YouTube 来赞美。
If we don't have a musical instrument, we will just use YouTube to praise and worship you.
啊，没有这个乐器，没有 YouTube， 我们就唱灵歌来赞美。
If we don't have worship music, we don't have YouTube, we will just sing with our voice to worship you.
啊，就是我们不能唱，也不能那个的时候，我们就是圣经上我们要来 shout to the Lord.
So if we cannot even sing, then we will just shout to the Lord.
就像国内有一个姐妹，她就有什么事情，她就赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。
Just like a sister in China, that every time she will shout and say, "Praise the Lord and praise the Lord."
主啊，我们什么也不会做的时候，主啊，我们至少有一个嗓子可以来呼喊耶稣的名，哈利路亚。
So even if we cannot do anything, still we have a voice to shout to you.
今天你在我们弟兄姐妹的心里面有。彻底的做这样的改变，不是以我们的感受为中心，是你的话语为中心。
Lord, make this conversion in our brother and sister today, so that we will not be self-centered, rather than just put you in the center of our life.
不是我们认为对和的错，我们要彻底的悔改，要进入你的话语。你认为对或错，那才是最重要的。
So we will not try to ration out by ourselves whether something is right or wrong, but we will use your words and we will try to understand from your perspective what is right and so on.
不要认为我们的方法这个好哪个不好，而是你的方法才是最好的。
So we will not depend our own method whether this method is good, that method doesn't work. We will just use your methods.
主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你，创造宇宙的主，你的灵是最为宝贵的。
We thank you, Lord. You are the creator of the heaven and earth. That your spirit is the most precious to us.
创造天地的永生神的灵住在我们的里面，这是何其伟大的一件事情。
The creator of heaven and earth, the spirit, the same spirit is also inside of us. How precious is that?
主啊，我们谢谢你，全然接受圣灵的充满。
We'll open our arms and embrace the Holy Spirit.
主，我们从今以后要真正的来过一个得胜的生活，也要被你的圣灵所带领。
So from now on, we will live a life of overcomers, and we'll also be led by your Holy Spirit.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.